You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second lesson in this numbers tutorial series. I realized last lesson I did not get into much detail about the row and column headers, and we also did not discuss the formatter pane on the right side. So that's what we're going to discuss today. I have my same spreadsheet open, which we were working on earlier.
Table 1, column headers.
And I'm going to press VO plus U for umbrella to open the Windows Spots menu.
Windows Spots menu.
I'm going to press down arrow.
Sheet Navigator tab group. Sheet 1, white background layout, scroll area.
Scroll area. This is the formatter pane on the right side of the table. I'm going to hit enter.
Scroll area.
You are currently
on a scroll area.
Press VO shift down to interact.
In scroll area, content formatter, group.
Formatter.
You are empty, scroll area, empty, scroll area.
Empty scroll area.
You are currently
going to enter
in a scroll area, in, empty, scroll area, empty, formatter, sheet navigator, sheet one, what sheet, formatter, group, empty, scroll area, jump to selection. You are in table formatter, scroll area.
Okay. Seems to be some error. I'm just going to press VO plus J for jump to until I get into the formatter.
In column header cell, row in formatter, group.
In formatter. I'm going to press VO shift down arrow to interact.
Interact with the title table. Stop cell, radio button, 2 of 4.
I can see I'm going to press VO plus arrow keys now.
Table selected, radio button.
Table.
Cell, radio button,
cell.
2 of 4. Text, radio
text.
Button, 3 of 4, arrange, radio button,
arrange.
4 of 4.
I have 4 different headers at the top of this formatter pane.
Table stop, arrange, text, table, select.
I'm going to select table, and I'm going to keep hitting VO plus right arrow until I go past all the options in the formatter view and come into the table options.
Cell, retext, radio, arrange, radio, table styles preset picker, page 1 of 2, radio
okay,
group.
Okay, table styles preset picker. I can now change the style of the table that I'm currently working on. I'm going to press VO right arrow.
Table styles. You
table
are currently
styles.
On a text element. Page 1, selected, radio button.
Okay.
You are currently on a selected radio.
VO plus right arrow.
Page 2, radio button.
VO plus right arrow again.
Table formatter, scroll area.
Table formatter, scroll area. So I'm going to press interact, VO shift down arrow to interact with the scroll area.
In table formatter, scroll area.
In the table formatter, now VO plus right arrow.
Headers and footer.
Headers and footers. This is what we want.
1, header column count, pop up button.
Header column count. So the header column is the leftmost column. If you remember, we had put the words transport, food, water, internet. So these were all the words or the categories we'd put into the leftmost column, which was our header column. Now, the benefit of marking a column as a header column is that whenever we're navigating within the cells of the spreadsheet, VoiceOver will keep reading out the names of the headers that have been labeled so that we know exactly which column and row that we're in, and we don't need to guess what was the header for that column or row. I'm going to press VO plus right arrow again.
1, header row count, pop up button.
Header row count. So here we can change the number of header rows we want. We can have multiple header rows. Right now we've just left it as 1. You press VO plus right arrow.
0, footer row count, pop up button.
Footer row count,
choose
we don't have any footer rows. VO plus right arrow.
Rows.
Rows.
You are currently on a 22. Content selected.
22. So we have 22 rows in our table right now. We can maybe reduce this.
Rows, 22. 0%, 22. In edit text.
I have done a VO shift down arrow to interact. And I'm going to make this.
Selection deleted.
I'm going to
22.
Make it.
Selection replaced. 5.
6. 5. No.
22. Selection replaced. 6.
6.
Selection 9.
9 rows.
Not 9. 1 selected, auto rows, 9, contents.
Okay, we have 9 rows now that we've edited the number of rows that are there in our table. Hit VO plus right arrow.
0%, columns.
Columns.
You are current 7, contents selected.
7, if you remember that we had put Jan, Feb, March, and we'd of course left the first row as the the first column as the header column. So,
columns, 7, contents selected.
So I don't think
text.
We need 7. We
set
can
the number of in edit text, 7.
Set this to 5.
6, set 5. Unselected, 5. Out of columns, 5.
Okay, so now we've set our table to have a smaller number of rows and columns for us to work with.
0.4 per table font size.
Table font size. Let's hit VO plus right arrow.
Decrease font size button. Increase font size button. Table outline. Line type. Pop-up button.
So choose table outline, these are the grid lines on the external part of the table. So the very outer cells of the table will have these kind of lines. VO plus right arrow.
Black 0. Fill preset picker. Button.
Black.
Black 0. 0.35 points. 0.1. Outline table title. Uncheck. Grid lines.
You grid are lines. Up. These are the lines between cells. So here you can see in the table formatter, we have various options of changing the visual look and feel of the table. And we've also edited the number of rows and columns in our table here. And we can also change the number of header rows and header columns. We're going to press VO plus J for jump.
In column header cell, row in formatter, group. In column header cell, in formatter.
Okay, we're going to uninteract.
Auto formatter.
Auto formatter, VO plus J again.
In column header cell, in formatter, group. In column header cell.
In column header cell, so now we're inside our table and
January, column.
We're on the top left column of our table. We're just again going to use the arrow keys to navigate across our table. So I'm going to hit right arrow.
January, column header cell.
January, cell. Column header cell. Now you know why it says column header cell here, because we've set the first row of cells as our column headers. We are in January. We're going to press down arrow.
Food 100.
Water 50.
Transportation 300.
So now you know why we have set the column headers and the row headers, because when we navigate, it allows us to hear the headers and we know exactly which cell we're on. If I'm going to come back up.
What food one January? Call it food 100.
Food 100. I'm going to press right arrow.
February empty cell.
February empty cell. So now I know that I'm in the food row in the February column and it is currently empty.
January 100. February empty cell.
February empty.
Water empty cell.
Water.
Food empty cell.
Food. So now I'm in the food column, food row for the month of February. I'm going to enter in a option plus enter again.
Empty word.
To enter the editing field for this cell. I'm going to type 1.
Tables type 5.
5 0.
150. February empty cell.
150. So
food 150.
Just make sure that this is for February. VO plus C for column.
February.
Yeah. So food is now set to $150 for the month of February. Let's go on and fill out the other numbers as well. Down arrow.
Water empty cell.
Water empty cell. Option plus enter to get into the editing cursor.
Empty.
Let's set this to $30.
February empty cell. Water 30.
Water 30. Now again down arrow.
Transportation empty cell.
Transportation. I'm going to hit option plus enter.
Empty word.
I'm into the editing
actions
field.
Available. You are current.
And I'm going to set this to $10.
One, zero.
I'm going to hit command plus enter.
February 10th.
February is now set to $10 for
what? Transportation 10.
Transportation.
Internet empty cell.
Internet option plus enter.
Empty word.
I'm going to set this to
actions available.
$5.
Six, five.
Command plus enter to finish editing.
February.
Okay, we filled out content for January and February, and we've learned today about the formatter pane, and we've understood a little bit more about row headers and column headers and why they are important, as we've seen now when navigating within our spreadsheet. So this is it for lesson 2. In lesson 3, we're going to see an easy way to fill out content using the autofill menu. So we'll come back to that in lesson 3. Thank you so much.
This podcast was brought to you by the community at applevis.com. Applevis, empowering people who are blind, deafblind, or who have low vision to get the most from Apple products and related technologies. A proud member of the Be My Eyes family. For more information, visit our website at www.applevis.com.